Save big on your next project at Menards. Check out our huge selection of Richmond water heaters. Whether it's electric or gas, tank or tankless, Menards has what you need in stock. Ensure that you have hot water for when you need it most with a new Richmond water heater from Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Hey everybody, welcome to this week's little Babau Bite. We have handcrafted and carefully curated a segment from this week's episode of Best of Both Our Worlds podcast just for you. Enjoy this bite-sized show, and if you're still feeling hungry for a little more Hannah Montana, check out the full episode of Three Idiots and One Mitch Musso. You can watch on YouTube at Best of Both Our Worlds or listen to us on your favorite podcatcher. Enjoy this week's Babau Bite.
Save big on your next project at Menards. Check out our huge selection of Richmond water heaters. Whether it's electric or gas, tank or tankless, Menards has what you need in stock. Ensure that you have hot water for when you need it most with a new Richmond water heater from Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. A couple of years went by, and then we just recently started doing some convention stuff
together.
We're on
a journey together.
Dude, we're on a journey.
We got dates. We have a lot.
Yeah, we actually got really, really lucky because you live in Texas, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and so the whole reason he's in L.A. is because we're doing a little NostalgiaCon together this weekend.
We're doing the convention run.
Yeah.
We're meeting the fans face-to-face as Mitchell and Jason and Jackson and Oliver. You can't beat it.
Give him back.
So we're absolutely blessed to have you here. We have like a million questions. We are looking forward to catching up. So Doug, take us out.
My first question, starting at the beginning, did you always want to be an actor, or did you fall into it? Was it always a dream, or where did the journey start for you? I mean, at 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, were you play acting? What were you doing?
Yeah, it was I think 9, but honestly, it did find me, right? All the parts found me. Yeah. I don't think I was ever chasing acting or music. I've been so lucky where I'd always been working.
Were you an extrovert as a kid? Were you like always?
Well, the only reason that I worked was because my grandparents grew up next to Kim Dawson.
Okay.
So they had a house on Park Lane. Kim Dawson, which is a massive agency in Dallas, Texas. Kim Dawson is no longer with us, but she lived next door to my grandparents. She saw my little brother and said, "Oh my gosh, you're the most beautiful kid that I've ever seen. Can we make you the face of the junior, you know, the adolescent, the toddler, whatever, the child for, well, just grape juice, the JCPenney's, Dillard's, catalog kid." I was jealous of the attention. Once you see your little brother in the mall, you're at the mall, you're in Dillard's, and you see Mark, and he's the little face. He's got his little football and his shorts on and whatever. And I was jealous of that, and I said, "Well, Mom, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. I want to be that."
Mark's not even athletic. You can't even play football,
right? Like nobody talked about my brother like that. No. But he was like it was blood. Larger than life to see that, and I said, "Well, I want to do that." Right. And so my mom had brought me to Kim Dawson, and they said, "Well, you're not good looking enough to be a model." Maybe you your facial expression, you might be good as an actor. Mm-hmm. And so she sent me out on a commercial audition for Borden Milk. Borden Milk is big in Texas. I don't know if it's everywhere, but it's a Texas brand. Borden Milk, and so I booked that audition. And from that point, it was like 17 commercials back to back. I didn't miss.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
I just kept like getting these commercials until we ended up booking Secondhand Lions together, mm-hmm. which was the first breakthrough role. So it's me and Mark on a set with Haley Joel Osment, Robert Duvall, Michael Caine, mm-hmm. something bigger than we could ever even imagine. Jennifer Stone is our sister. So we're all in this little circle, and in walks little Emily, and I know her as Trudy. Okay. You know, with the pigtails. Oh, yeah. So I was like in awe.
Right.
I was enamored because, oh my gosh, this is
Spike
so cool.
It. Oh gosh.
Come to find out years later, we're all on a show together.
I had forgotten that you had like that way, way back connection with the Osments, like from Secondhand Lions. That's
the
so
very
cool.
beginning.
That's crazy. Incredible.
I know. It's pretty incredible. But right. And so that's how I got in.
So a career born from jealousy.
And let me tell you, it's worse than that, because then all of a sudden my older brother starts this band with Miley's older brother, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Metro Station.
Right. And they're larger than life. And I said, I want to do music too. I want to do some music. And this is how lucky I am and how these things like just sort of fall in my lap. Disney said, sure, you want it? Absolutely. Let's put you in the studio. I didn't realize how big this is. I'm sitting there with Brian Maloof. I'm with the top dogs of music making and producing and writing, and you know, not knowing how important these people are and how blessed I am to even be here. Right. So I'm just lucky, I guess. Yeah. Like
talent rises. So,
but
I don't want to
shit on your story. But sure. I will say, at one point, that first season of Hannah, somebody from Disney did come up to me and be like, "Are you interested in doing an album?"
Sure.
Okay.
Right. No, but that's when they didn't know you were 30.
Sure.
I will say this though: there is something really. There is something really great about not knowing, like the how high those people, like how incredibly important those people are. To just be like, yeah, you know what, I want to do this, and then not knowing that, holy shit, I'm working with like some of the top producers in music. Yeah, because then you're just in there doing your thing.
And I was on the set of Hannah, I would have treated it completely different.
Like
how? I don't know if that would have done the show justice. I would be more professional and less. Living in the moment as a kid.
But you're an adult now, and you were a kid then.
I'd look at it differently.
We're probably a third of the way through the first season right now on the podcast, as far as like the episodes that we've rewatched and talked about. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that is pretty obvious is how like raw you guys are as actors, but you're all so freaking funny and charming, and you commit so hard that like if you were just like really studious little professional like little robot actors, I don't know if the show would have been as funny or worked as quickly as it did. You guys were all just so good together, and you were so fearless together.
Yeah.
That, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
There, and I actually thought about this the other day. So like when you're an actor and you're reading a script, you know, they'll call it a cold read, which is the first time you read the script. Yeah, right. It could be amazing, which typically it is amazing if you're a good actor, right? If you know how to memorize lines or read a script, whatever. If you know how to read the format. It's really good. And then you could work it 100 times, and then it's really bad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
There's something very fresh and organic about not thinking about anything.
Yeah.
And just being there in the moment.
Right.
Which is, probably why the show was people connected.
Dude, I believe in that so much. I would always say to like directors, not always to directors, but I would let them know if they asked. I've never seen anything that was funnier the fourth take than it was the second. In general, right. Like you want that like that excitement and that first time energy.
Yeah.
When you've heard the joke 4 times, it's just never as funny. So like get it as quickly as possible. Get it as close to that first take as you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. But and I would also say that like working with you guys as an acting coach, it was all, I never wanted to overwork you guys because your instincts were always spot on. And after a while, as the show went on, like the writers knew how to write for you. So there was no need to kind of overwork a bit or overwork a line and stuff like that.
I think the only like the physical stuff that required a certain amount of physical timing was good to like rehearse and get that sort of like that muscle memory of the joke. But like any of the dialogue stuff, you want to get that as like fresh as possible.
Yeah, but that was the thing about you specifically, Emily. You were so good right off the bat at the physical stuff. We like when we're watching the early episodes, we're talking about there was some awkward moments, you know, growing into the part, us awkwardly writing because we didn't know who you were to write to you or performance of. But the physical stuff was always out.
Sweet niblets. Hope you enjoyed this week's Babau Bite. Watch the full episode of Three Idiots and One Mitch Musso on YouTube at Best of Both Our Worlds, or listen to us on your favorite podcatcher. Keep up on the latest episodes, pictures, giveaways, and merch at bestofbotharworlds.com. We'll see you next week.
It's the best of both.